and 2 years to the four-year construction schedule. This stupid, dishonest decision to demolish is being challenged in courts by the citizens. I've attached in my testimony the Court of Appeals, the opening argument to the Court of Appeals, which was argued 2 days ago. There's no evidence that the current reservoirs are either in danger or are a danger to the public. The demolition itself will put the public at risk, and the end result of a closed system will seriously threaten the public health of ratepayers and their families. Even the skeptical pub stated on page 5, while the Bureau has engaged in significant research and planning to mitigate potential risk, those activities, as well as the evaluation of alternatives, cost increases to date, and ongoing project monitoring need to be restored and refilled. The second thing is this lab y'all want to build. You want to bring in the cryptosporidium testing in-house for $130,000 and hire two people for the whopping combined salaries of $231,000. The reason y'all gave is because there's a reduction in labs across the country. Right now y'all are shipping 10 liters a week across the country, and obviously since the labs are declining, crypto testing isn't that big of a deal. I guess I'll just have to stop.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. I know we've got your letter, so thank you. Anyone else that wants to speak today on this? All right.
Mayor, that concludes our presentation, and this is non-emergency.
These both pass to second reading at the same time as the rest of
it. 2 weeks, Carl?
Yeah, 2 weeks?
Correct, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank our teams for their outstanding work, and it looks like we have a 15-minute break.
I think we do, and we'll come back at 4 o'clock to talk about transportation. So we'll recess till then. So we got a bullseye problem. I'm not sure if you all heard about it yet. But, testing and discovery of elevated levels of lead. We're evacuating.
I wish Ted on election night said he's going to focus on clean air and clean water. I wish he had kept the clean water out, because I've mentioned a couple times